afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Joanna Terry and I'm Head of Archives and Heritage for Staffordshire County Council.
I gave you my details and you've managed to create a little bit of a family tree for me back a few generations, haven't you?
It is just a little bit of a who do you think you are for you. And I chose to focus on your paternal grandmother, Joyce Beatrice Thomas. Her maiden name was Lana, and that's why I picked her. It's a more unusual name, and I thought there was more chance of finding something out about her.
Us Thomases are a bit more common.
So I started off by looking for Joyce Beatrice Lana's birth, and you knew the year, you knew it was 1934. Put that into the computer. Her mother's maiden name was Luca, so that's another unusual name. The parents are normally married sometime before they have their child, so I thought I would look for a Lana marrying a Luca, and I found he married a Hilda Luca in 1929. In Wolverhampton.
So is this my nan's parents?
Yes, so these are your great-grandparents.
So Albert Lana, my granddad was Albert. So my nan actually married a man of her father's name.
Yeah, on the 1911 census. I found him living in 21 Nursery Street.
Because it's a Staffordshire archives, and obviously now, if my great-grandmother was living in Heathtown in Wolverhampton now, she wouldn't be part of Staffordshire, but that's the old Staffordshire, isn't it?
It is. It's the Staffordshire before 1974, before Wolverhampton and Warsaw and Mullin or places like that became separate authorities. So the next stage I suggest that you have a go at is to search perhaps for a baptism in Heathtown for Hilda Luca, your great-grandmother. Baptisms are now live, so we could try.
My dad's mum's mum.
Yes, you have to keep up.
What's brilliant here is we've got a scanned image of...
This is the 1911 census, and it shows that Hilda was still at school, but her father was an iron turner, the heavy iron industry, general engineer.
That's travelled down for the family, because my dad was also an engineer.
Oh, okay.
And my dad's also inherited some of the names on this sheet as well.
The mother, Amelia, was born in Birmingham, and Frederick, the head of the household, he was born, it's an unusual spelling, it's Gloucester.
G-L-O-S-T-E-R.
If he wasn't quite sure how to spell Gloucester, he just put down his best guess, basically.
So this is my great-great-grandfather's handwriting.
Yeah.
Frederick William Luca. I can see how this is addictive now, because I'm looking.
You're thinking, what am I going to find?
I'm thinking, what am I going to find out?
Yeah.
Wow.